Okay, this is Bowie, B-O-W-I-E, first name, last name. I'm sorry, that's last name. First name is, let's see. Let's see, what's her name, darn it? Well, she's 61 years old. Last name is Bowie. First name is they have everybody else's name but the patient's name. Isn't that ridiculous? Hang on, let me look them up this way. Okay, Margie, Margie. There we go. Margie is a 60 date of birth is September 23rd, 1962. So this is a 61-year-old woman with history of morbid obesity, seizure disorder, hypertension, anemia, schizophrenia, congestive heart failure, cardiomegaly, low ejection fraction, chest X-ray consistent with CHF, who was seen in the emergency room with acute chest pain, high troponin, high CPK-MB, hypertensive emergency, and history of diabetes, period. The visit occurred on or about June 2nd of 2024. Prior to that, patient had been seen with seizure disorder as well. Period. New paragraph. Margie lives alone. She has two daughters. She's single. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink at this time, but has done both in the past. One of her daughters is actually her provider. Her blood pressure initially was 200, new paragraph, 212 over 122. Creatinine is 1.2. Creatinine clearance is 40 or below, period. Test X-ray showed cardiomegaly with pulmonary congestion, period. Patient's congestive heart rate was brought under control. Her O2 side was 94% on room air in the emergency room. Subsequently, patient was placed on Lasix, potassium, and was discharged home. EKG showed evidence of cardiomegaly with LVH, period. Patients subsequently have sought palliative care through her daughter because this was her third visit to the emergency room with seizure disorders, congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, and does not want to go back and forth to the hospital, would like to be taken care of at home, period. It will also put down EKG showed T-wave abnormality as well. Medications includes Depakote 500 milligrams twice a day since she had the seizure in the emergency room, Metformin 500 milligrams twice a day, Irbesartan 312.5-hydrochlorothiazide, one a day, Lipitor 20 milligrams a day, potassium 10 milliequivalent a day, Lasix 20 milligrams a day, Cogentin 0.5 milligrams a day, Farxiga 10 milligrams a day, iron, IRON 325 milligrams a day, period. Review of system, patient complains of being short of breath, continues to have pain, has difficulty walking. I suspect patient has sleep apnea, which has gone untreated. She's never been told she has sleep apnea. Her blood pressure is borderline at this time. She also has a schizophrenia and recent hospitalization with seizure disorder with the CT showed no evidence of new myocardial infarction, but she's had, no evidence of new intracranial stroke, but she's had a history of strokes in the past, consistent with lacunar type. Patient also has had a history of seizures, sepsis, metabolic disturbances in the past. Surgery, ankle surgery related to some MBA and hip surgery years ago, allergy, none, family history, mom died of MI, father died in a motor vehicle accident, COVID immunization up to date, review of system, A1C is 11, patient's creatinine is 1.2, creatinine clearance is less than 40. She's walking with a walker. She gets short-winded with taking a few steps. She has edema of the lower extremity. She has orthopnea. She's P&D. She has difficulty sleeping at nighttime because of her shortness of breath. Her blood sugar is elevated. Her last A1C was at 11. Patient states that she's may have missed her medication, but she's not sure, period. A paragraph also review of the records indicates that patient has a history of known seizure, hence the reason for increased Depakote and history of Parkinsonism, which makes it very difficult for her to ambulate, period. Let's see. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Blood pressure is 160 over 100. Pulse is 92. Sorry. Respirations 22. Sorry. NO2 sats at 94% on room air. Heart positive, swarm positive, 92% on room air. Heart positive, swarm positive, is 2 with an S3 Gallup. Lungs, ronchial rouse in both bases. Abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin shows no rash or mucosal with lesion. Neurological non-focal patients. I'm getting too fat. Creatinine, thank you. Creatinine is 2, as I mentioned. Albumin is 3.9. Hemoglobin is 11. Hematocrit 37. CT of the brain showed 2.2 centimeter cyst of the velum, V-E-L-U-M, interpositum, I-N-T-E-R-P-O-S-I-T-U-M, period. Let's see, assessment. Here we have a 61-year-old woman with congestive heart failure, hypertensive emergency, hypertension, cardiomegaly, low ejection fraction, abnormal EKGs, increased CPK troponin due to non-STEMI, STEMI, myocardial infarction, most recently hospitalized with renal failure, cardiomegaly, obesity, most likely sleep apnea, period. Patient's quite weak. She has chosen not to go back and forth to the hospital. She wants to be kept comfortable at home with the nursing visits as well as nurse practitioner and physician visits through the hospice company, period. New paragraph, patient has elevated bilirubin and mild LFT elevation, most likely related to passive congestion or cryptogenic cirrhosis, period. New paragraph, O2 sat remains stable, but she would benefit from O2 oxygen at night. To in face of corpopulmonale cardiomegaly, and this would reduce her hypoxemia and also help with the pedal edema, period. New paragraph, patient currently is on Lasix to control her congestive heart failure as well as pedal edema, but it can only be increased slowly because of the ill effect of furosemide and diuretics as a class on renal insufficiency, period. Overall prognosis remains poor given patients. Given patient's current progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. I'll put today's date for 9/24/24 and her date of birth that I already gave to you. Bye-bye.